Okay. It is 5 o'clock, so I call this meeting to order. Board of Trustees Finance Committee, February 18th. And our first order of agenda is to adopt the agenda. So I'd be open to a motion to do so.
So moved. Second.
Okay.
Let's go back and forth.
Let's go back and forth. Ping pong. Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is carried. And number three, we need to elect a committee chairperson.
I nominate Ed Pop.
So.
I'll second that.
I move to close nomination.
Now I got to.
Choo choo.
Okay, here we go. So, all in favor for Ed Pop to be chairperson.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is carried.
Way to go, Ed. Hard-fought campaign. Way to go.
Ed.
Well, we're going to get his opinion anyway, yep. So we might as well put it.
I agree. So yeah, it's all yours, Ed.
All right. Number four is to approve the January 21st minutes.
So moved.
I'll second.
Moved by Randy, seconded by Lisa. All in favor?
Aye.
Approve? Oppose? Carried. Number five is the proposed 2021 budget process guidelines. That's in your deal.
That's on page five.
It's pretty much base. I looked at it pretty much basically the same.
It's pretty much the same. The biggest difference this year is we actually have contracts in place. So in prior years, when we've done base budgeting, we've just went in with an assumption of 0% increase in wages. Since those contracts are in place through the next 3 years, we'll just incorporate that into the first base budget exercise. I didn't put it in the budget process guidelines because the board had already approved it, but we will be adding $100,000 from the 2019 surplus as a revenue line for 2021 budget, so that will also be incorporated into the base budget. And the other thing of note is Aaron had reached out to the city of Sartell to see where they were at with their thoughts, since this is the final year of our contract with them. They have taken the position that they would not want to continue paying for operations. They want Great River to absorb that cost after the contract expires. So we would need some guidance on how to handle that for base budgeting purposes. Obviously, we'll have to have some conversations with the city of Sartell. But that was information we learned after the packet was printed.
Mr. Chair, that's,
yes.
Is that 30,000? Was
it 30,000? No. It's right. Well, with the way Great River had it structured before, with paying 58.20 towards maintenance, I think it's right around with staffing and everything. I think it's right around 15,000 a year. But without Great River's help, it was around 15,000. With it, I've been billing them on roughly around $9,500 a year.
Could you explain it again? First, you said it's $15,000.
Okay, sorry. I'll back up. The total to operate that locker system, including the distribution assistant wages and the ILL driver wages, it's around $15,000 and change. Okay. Great River has absorbed or taken on the position to pay the $5,820 of the maintenance. So I've been billing the city of Sartell for the last 3 years about $9,500 and change somewhere there.
Mr. Chair, then what does Sartell put into it?
They're putting in staffing.
Okay.
And they're putting in, it's like around $178 to $200 a month in internet connectivity for the machine.
So that comes into the Great River budget as a separate revenue line right now.
That's what I see.
And their original contribution included the capital costs for the system.
Correct. And I think that was right around 50-ish, 50 or 55,000.
Pretty big chunk.
How many staff hours does the city put into it?
Well, let's see. The ILL driver is about, I think I budgeted, I think it's 30 minutes a day. And then for the distribution assistant to do the tasks needed for that, I believe it is 3.75 hours a week.
Okay.
So we're looking at a little over four and a quarter.
So, Ed, if I may.
Sure.
So they're picking up about $9,500 a month, the Sartell.
A year.
A year, okay.
I'm sorry.
Any other comments?
The original question is, do you want us to just include that as a revenue line as is for now for base budgeting purposes for March and then continue the discussions on what to do for the actual budget between now and July, or do you want to assume that the revenue is gone to start?
Well, yeah, that's, Mr. Chair, that's what I was going to say. Are we guaranteed that?
We aren't.
Yeah, so that would be a guesstimate, really. Assuming that we re-sign the same.
And the question is, what happens if we don't say, you know, we don't want to pick it up? What's Sartell going to do then?
Well, it's our equipment. So I guess there would probably be some kind of a negotiation between Great River and the city about if they don't want to pay for it and Great River doesn't want to continue paying for it, then we just, the equipment would be ours to do with at our discretion, I suppose.
To take to another community to try it out.
Yes.
Thanks, Lisa.
I just wasn't going to say that, but yes.
I have a community that would maybe like this. Yeah.
Okay.
So when I hear this, Mr. Chair,
yeah,
that's what I think. If they don't want to, so.
I suppose that's always an option.
Yeah. Even though it's, so we're talking $9,500 a year.
Give or take, somewhere in there.
They're asking us to absorb. Mm-hmm.
Also, I will note that IT has really gotten a sweet deal on the maintenance, too. So, originally, I think it was going to be a lot higher, but they've done a really good job with getting the cost down on that, too.
So, are we going to play? Well, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, if you recall, when we did this with Sartell, it was a pilot project. Try to see if it worked, because kiosk was the future or whatever it was. We tried to see if it would work. Because if you all remember, Sartell wanted to put a library in, but they didn't want to put it to match our criteria. And we weren't going to let it, but we allowed the kiosk. And that. So it's kind of conflicted whether $9,500 isn't a lot for you to have a kiosk in your town. I mean, I think now Zimmerman, if they could get it for that kind of price, you'd darn right, I think they'd take it. You know, but the thing is, that's a pretty cheap cost to get that where you want it versus where they have to put it if we tell them, it's got to be somewhere else. So they kind of lucked out on us allowing it. And you feel sorry for them because large town without a library, you feel sorry for all that. You know, the violins were playing and everything else. But, you know, this is not a large cost to them to have that service for their constituents. I think it's pretty reasonable. So it's kind of...
Yeah, I agree. It's not a large cost for them. And the other part is that evidently we have other communities that would probably look at taking this off our hands. And the other part, I know they're a large community, but I got Sauk Rapids sitting across, you know, across the river that's just about equally as large that they never come complaining about not having a library.
Yeah.
You know, so when Sartell comes to complain that they don't have a library, it doesn't sit very well with Benton County, because we never hear not one word out of Sauk Rapids.
And Mr. Chair, I'll just go on one step further with the former mayor. When that, after they went through the whole litany of, yeah, we'll open the door and allow you to have this, then they went on the radio and whatever and paper. They can't tell us what to do. We can put this library wherever we want. You just got to rub me wrong right there, here, allowing you to do this, and then you go and tell people they can't tell us what to do. Oh, yes, we can. So if they choose not to, my first reaction is, okay, well, if you don't want it, you don't want it. We'll go talk to Zimmerman. They'll probably want it.
Is that something you want to direct staff to? Make that assumption, or
just
let it ride?
Well, Mr. Chair, we've heard reports that it's been so successful. I can't believe their constituents wouldn't put some pressure on them to say, okay, let's knock this off and continue what we're doing. So, okay. I can't. I've heard that anyway from board members here, and
And I can't blame them for asking.
No.
That's the key.
That's
there.
That's the way it is.
The way negotiations
didn't
work.
Exactly.
And they were willing to come and talk to the board, but since we were just really, this is about the budget process, not so much about Sartell in particular. I didn't feel like that was appropriate right now.
How about this? Just throw it back at him that we'd like to continue the current arrangement for another year.
Kick that can.
That doesn't say, you know, well, I mean, doesn't express how we might actually feel, but they don't need to know that right now.
Which means you would include the revenue in the budget line.
Okay, that's the direction we needed. So.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
Any other comments on that?
And Mr. Chair?
Yes.
One last thing. If we decide to absorb this, then other communities, the Sauk Rapids and your Zimmerman, should get the same deal.
Right.
Okay. You know, because they're part of the system, too. And if that's the future, that's probably better than brick and mortar and that deal anyway. But I'm just saying if we decide to absorb this, then the other communities should have a crack to be able to do the same thing. So it's not just one community. It might be three.
That's a telephone follow-up. That's not the official response.
All right, so I think staff's got direction. Number six.
Oh, we do need approval. On
okay.
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval on the proposed 2021 budget process guidelines.
Is there a second?
That's second, then I'll second that.
And they're moved and seconded on the budget process lines. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Number six, per diem and mileage reimbursement discussion. Is a discussion item only right now?
Correct. This was in response to a question from last month's meeting. And Aaron did some research on the different rates that counties had. And they are in the back of your finance packet here. We are clearly not paying the same as what our counties are. And Patty did some research, but we couldn't find in at least the last 10 years that we had ever changed per diem rates. We'd only adjust.
25. Not find anything prior to 2009. It was 25 at that time.
It's 25 now?
Yep. The mileage rate was 100%. Went down to 75% and then went back up to 100%, but per diems have never changed.
Mr. Chair, is that based on the Fed, the mileage, or is that
different? Federal.
It's federal, because it wasn't before, was it?
It was a percentage of the federal rate.
Yeah. But now we're at federal rate.
Correct.
100%.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we did attach the two related policies. One is the financial policy about per diem, and then the bylaws also lay out the per diem payment. So we would need to change for sure the finance policy at the next board meeting if that's the wish of the board.
Comments? I don't know. You know, We had that discussion a couple years ago in the county, and we felt that, you know, if you don't pay somewhat, you know, up with what everything else is, you're not going to attract quality people or make it harder to find people. You know, we don't have any trouble because we don't need a citizen at large from our county, so.
Well, in Ray County, we up the per diem for the planning commission when they have the long meetings. If they go over 4 hours, they get $100 instead of $50.
Okay.
We just brought everybody in line with $50. Some were getting third, 30, 40, 50, says make it all even. And we had the big fight with Swatsky and Burrell about the IRS rate. Instead of setting, if you just set the IRS rate and then all the politics, it's all done. It's all over with. You don't have, no more fighting. You know, because they're saying, well, if prices go down instead of 50 cents, we should be only pay 45. Well, if it goes down, the IRS will lower that rate, but just do 100% of the IRS rate, and then you don't have to fight about it.
Yeah, we don't. We have all of ours in Benton County are at $60, except our truth and taxation. They're at $165, I believe.
Well, Jakey, you get nothing if he doesn't bring me a koala bear.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chair, Randy and I said on the Northern Pines Board, we just changed ours to $100 per diem per meeting. So, we at the county level have set ours, I think, at 50, but we're thinking about changing that too. But I think to stay with the IRS rate is the consistent thing to do. So $25, we're a little bit behind the times, I think, here. We should probably move that up and make an adjustment to either 75 or 100. I don't know what. People spend 2-3 hours here. It's worth their time. So.
Yeah, well, I was looking last month at your new appointee from Wright County. She's from Crocato. Wow, that's a
drive.
That's a drive to get here, you know. And well, even she's a talented person. You can see that by talking to her. Well, you know, for $25, sure, she's getting mileage and she's got some interest in it.
Yeah.
Which I commend her for that. But still.
So, Mr. Chair, are we asking for a motion to see what we're going to do here, or what?
I think we make a recommendation board, don't we? Or
oh, if you wanted to take action, you could. Oh. We didn't label it as action item. We could bring it back in March as action for the Finance Committee and then for the full board. But that information that you share tonight will probably incorporate it into that base budget, just knowing that that's coming as well.
Oh. Sounds good.
Would this be something that would be retroactive? You know, let's say we wait till March, so then the people that, you know, okay, so we set it at X, is that going to go retroactive? Or are we just going to have it moved from that date going forward?
It's kind of difficult for payroll to kind of handle all that.
Right.
I would probably just say effective whenever we pass it.
You know, all you'd need to do is change the dollar amount in the policy. So if you wanted to take that action tonight because we have a special meeting and the Finance Committee report is an action item, you certainly could do that tonight if you wanted to.
I'd say let's get it done and move on.
Okay.
I think we just
I would probably be at the same position, right?
An amount.
What amount, I guess, is where...
The amount is the...
I you know, again, I just look at... I would go at least 75. I'm with Commissioner Dave over there. You know, 7,500, I guess. I don't know if it's a motion or whatever, you know. But, again, I don't take a per diem. I don't take mileage, you know, so it makes no difference to me. I just think it's like, wow.
Yeah, that was my thought when I found out we were getting 25. That's like, whoa, you know.
So, Mr. Chair, does that require a bylaw change? And
shouldn't we require a bylaw change? It just change the amount.
Finance policy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The policy sets the rate. Then the bylaws just
say how it gets paid.
Yep. Okay. I'll make that motion for $75 per meeting, Mr. Chair.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second on the floor to change the per diems from $25 to $75. Is there any further discussion on that?
And I guess what I would say is starting now, moving forward.
I think that.
So that would just clarify that.
Effective today, yes.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks. Library Culture Navigator position discussion.
But this is also somewhat about budget planning. So we've talked about the Library Cultural Navigator position a couple times over the past year. We had the LSTA grant. The grant was completed at the end of last summer, so that position was no longer funded with the grant. Last budget cycle, we had asked for a department budget request, and that was turned down at the time. And I had some side conversations with people about how to approach this subject going into this year's budget planning. Right now, we have a partial position still open in the communications and development area that we are not planning to fill. So going into budget planning, we would be open to shifting those dollars out of administration and into the public line to hire the library cultural navigator position on as a regular position, knowing that we're going to be going into grant work with 21st Century Learning Centers with the Partner for Student Success United Way effort. It'd be a lot simpler for us if we had someone who is on schedule on a regular basis to do the grant work, and we'll get reimbursed for some of it. The budget's already there because we have dollars left from the position that we haven't reallocated. Some of those hours were reallocated from the communications position last year to another staff member who was three-quarter time, and then we also used some of those dollars to add hours in St. Michael and Piers at the beginning of this year. So it's just what's remaining for that former communications position that would be available now. And since it was a kind of a hot topic, we thought it would be best to just approach this as what do you think about that idea rather than bringing it forward as a formal action for this meeting. So I guess the question is, what would you think about reallocating those dollars from the communications position that's vacant and into a public service library cultural navigator position?
Does that improve service?
Yes, it would greatly. Here in St. Cloud in particular, because this person would be fluent in Somali, we've seen a real gap with being able to deliver services to people who don't speak English well.
Okay.
And we know that's a great community need here, especially with some of the layoffs that have been happening in town. So that would be the biggest gap we'd see.
And again, I'm going to probably be the same way as I was last year. You know, there's other nationalities here other than just Somalians, you know. So now if we start picking out Somalian, let's get somebody with that. How about the Spanish or the German or whatever? I mean, that's extreme. But there's so many other opportunities out there where the immigrants or refugees or whatever they are called now, that they can get their own culture, they can get their own interpreters. You know, again, I just think that the money in this case, it would not be well spent, that we could use it for other things, my opinion.
Mike?
Mr. Chair, what was the cost?
Okay.
Well, what we estimated that there's unallocated right now from the communications position after all of the other things have been done, there's about $35,000 left from that position, including the benefits. So we would likely not hire this as a benefit-eligible position. It would just be a part-time position. We haven't figured out yet how many hours or any of that. We haven't even gone down that path because we wanted to get a sense from the board whether that was worth spending time on.
Why don't you investigate what I know that there's services that are available, I think, online. There's electronic services, I think. Now, if you go to hell, if I can remember anything more about them. But before we approve the position, let's explore this. It may come to pass that we take a look at this, it's impractical in our application. And then if not, you know, if that's the case, then come back here and have another go at it. But let me see. Who in the hell? I'm wondering if court services.
The jails use the online interpretation usually, especially with the different nationalities. I know we did when I was there. And it worked out good, but I wouldn't say it was the best. It's not the face-to-face. It's kind of
Yeah.
So there's some gaps.
I would add, too, the Somali language in particular is a problem because it didn't have a written language until recently. So even things like Google Translate don't work well with it because it just the database doesn't exist for it right now. And we're already doing the work through this grant process. So we are certainly looking at, you know, what else can we do for the Latino and Hispanic communities as new grant cycles come up. That's not something we've taken off the table, but this is existing grant work. So rather than having someone hired as a substitute to do the grant work on demand, this would allow this person to be on a more regular basis and take some of that scheduling administration piece out of trying to get the person where they need to be all the time.
I heard we're providing the service. This is a way to get back some money for doing so. Okay.
And then one last thing, Mr. Chair, is that I remember when this came forward, this grant, and I say we have to look back in the minutes, but that was for sure that we'll only do this while the grant is there. And then, but again, I think it was myself or Jeff said, you know, that, well, we'll wait and see that sure it's going to come back, the grant dollars, and lo and behold, the grant's going to run out. Now they want us to
We've been there.
You know, so that's what the scary thing about these grants. It's hard to give it back, take it away from them, but we have to be realistic about these things.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair,
Never has anything on the library board since I've been here elicited such response from my board as this. They didn't mind when the grant was there. They're saying, for what we spend on the library service here, which we don't have a problem with, that issue or that interpreter there is not a system-wide issue. That's just a one-town singular issue.
Yeah.
And that my board is emphatic. It's a 5-0 no.
Yeah.
And that real, with exclamation points there, no, we're not in favor of this. If it happens to pass, I'll deal with it, but I'm just not, I won't be in support of this outside of a grant request.
That was the question I had, too, is when the grant is over, it's going to be over. There's going to be no coming back.
It was once before.
Yeah. So,
Mr. Chair, I'm going to be a little different on this. I think that each community has different needs, and we have to look at them differently. So I don't think my board would be a flat out because St. Cloud gets this because they have a large Somali population, which many live in Sherburne County. So that is a need in my community also, but the Elk River Branch and Becker and Big Lake don't need that service right now. That may change in the future. I mean, we get certain situations in communities at times that bring different communities. So it is, I've heard from many, a large need. And we also have tried the video or the audio language at our jail, and it hasn't worked with the Somali population very well at all. So we found that. So I, if we're going to, this money's available right now, I would lean toward let's use it for that with the understanding that, it may not be forever. But I have heard from library staff that it is a large need. So here in St. Cloud.
And Mr. Chair, I sort of agree with that. I was thinking the whole time while our discussion was going on, the staff probably would be more comfortable and feel more safer if there's an interpreter present or someone on staff to help them with that. I think we should also take that in very good serious consideration about staff, because that's our priority, is to take care of our mm-hmm. staff. And if there's someone available, if the money runs out, then it's done. But if we got money, let's utilize it. And I agree. Each city has their own predicaments. We've had a Hispanic situation in Long Prairie, but I think it's went pretty well. We don't have interpreters there. But generally, they bring their younger kids to do the interpreting, and I don't know if that happens with the Somalians. I was recently here in St. Cloud with my wife at an eye specialist, and while I was sitting there, a bunch of Somalians did come in. They had one heck of a time trying to find an interpreter to interpret what they wanted. I was just listening to the receptionist, and they finally found an interpreter someplace. I don't know where, but I don't know if they have some here in town, or I don't know where they found them.
Depends on who's in the building at the time.
And where they came from, but it was about an hour they came. So it was real difficult. I watched that staff. They didn't know what to do. They just trying to help them, but they couldn't, so.
I think it's a benefit to the community, and yes, also to our staff.
Yeah.
I mean, to fully equip our staff with what they need, with where they live and the population they serve, that we're asking them to serve. So,
you want to approve it? You want to put the limitation on it? It's only approval is only
so we have 35,000 to spend. In other words,
right? And we can bring it forward as an action item next time if
okay.
you need more time to think about it. We just didn't want to prepare it that way if there was a definite no sense from this group.
Mr. Chair, this 35,000, that's part of that grant money, correct? Or no,
that's our existing budget from a vacant position.
Unfilled position money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just,
I could check too. I don't know what we're doing. We just set up shop in East St. Cloud, and that's a huge mm-hmm. population that we serve over there. And I don't know what we're doing there with that language gap neither. So mm-hmm. I could check and see, what we're doing there or how.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll check with.
Yeah, anything.
Take a mental note and don't lose your notes.
Yeah. We're actually going to go there to see how it's going after our next board meeting.
So I'm hearing bring it forward for more discussion. Is that what I'm hearing?
To the full board?
To the finance committee next meeting.
I have no problem going forward with it, but I will reserve the right
revisit it next time.
Make my final vote on when it comes to actually being an action item.
Okay.
Yep. And everyone do kind of their own little research in that time.
Because then, Ed, you'll do your research, and then you'll know the importance. I just know on my end of the world there, it's not there.
Okay. Number eight, reducing the signatory contribution with unsigned fund balance. Just a verbal.
I think that was what you asked.
over the last couple of years, I've had a really pushback from the amount of reserves that this library has got. And, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You know, I look at it, it's a big reserve. And if we start using portions of the reserve, and then we don't have enough reserves, you know, is the levy to the county is going to go up or going to go down? Last time around, we got hit pretty hard on that for, you know, wow, you need that much money in CDs and that. So one of the suggestions came from my board is that, you know, pull one CD and put it towards county relief. They said, you know, before I got there, they said it wasn't, you know, there was years when it was constantly going up. And they said, well, it can constantly go down until we meet some kind of criteria. So.
On that point, Mr. Chair, do we have a requirement or a policy that we have to carry like 3 months or 4 months or 6 months?
It's 3 to 6.
It's 3 to 6. So on our chair's position, why don't we just say let's start pulling it down to 4 months? I mean, why do we need... You know, so if it starts getting below that, well, maybe, I mean, just something, because right now we got close to 6 months in there, don't we?
We're more.
We have a little more.
You know, and I look at it, I'm cautious, you know, yeah, it's a great idea when you look at it, but cautiously because, you know, if things went south and something wasn't right, we could have a huge increase going back to the counties, and that wouldn't sit well neither, but, you know, we can always go back and say, well, look at when we were here, you know.
We're not being very damn creative on this. You know, there's things that we can do to smooth this out, even if we did have a shortfall. You guys all go to the AMC conventions, and there's something called the Magic Fund. And that's a short-term borrowing that's available. We should see if the library board could, if a need arises, to be able to tap that for a short period of time. Now, at the last annual meeting for the Magic Fund, my suggestion was, why not set up the Magic Fund to operate similar to a letter of credit? And the reaction was that I was speaking Egyptian, but that would really be a unique tool that'd be of value to public bodies to be able to tap into that. And their, you know, their services are growing. We should be exploring that. And if that doesn't work, there's other sources that we could do that. But the irony for me, personally, is I've listened to this reserve discussion on a variety of fronts in various segments of the public sector. And what happens inside my head is you got the power of taxation and you're sweating reserves. Who does that? You know, you think you're the Catholic Church? You just check down people. You know, but anyway, you got that authority. And I think we make it a way bigger issue than it needs to be. And no, I agree with your crew. 3-4 months enough.
Yep. I mean, I'm not saying go after it all, but maybe.
Oh, right. You know. Well, Mr. Chair, maybe we set a percentage or a month. You know, they say 3 to 6 months.
Let's go to the low end
to determine that.
But, but I wouldn't want to give, okay, let's give all 3 months back right away.
No, I would not.
Just do a, if, okay, let's say Stearns
meter
County.
Meter it.
Right, because Stearns County maybe has a negative of 15,000. Well, let's give them 15,000 to put it even, Todd County. That's how I would like to see
also,
it.
Also, you'll get pushback from the state auditor because they love reserves, you know. So when you get audited, that's the discussion you'll have. Just got done with those folks 2 weeks ago. Had the discussion again. So, I mean, I think it's prudent financial management. Why the hell we need kind of reserves we operate with.
If I may, Mr.
Right.
Chair,
sure.
How much money are we drawing on interest a year?
I believe last year, I don't have it in front of me, but I think it was $151,000.
So
this year should be more. We have,
you know, the interest coming in on those dollar amounts is helping build our reserves. Aren't we using the interest that we're getting to offset our contributions?
Are we using the reserves?
We are.
We are. That's what I thought.
Well, but I think we should, instead of tapping into the reserve money, just use the interest that we're.
Okay.
Is that?
But I think, Aaron, we are using that part of the.
It is a revenue line, but yeah. Last year we budgeted $90,000. I think we got $150,000 in or something. Okay. Like
70
that.
And 150, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that amount went into reserves. Now we pulled $100,000
right
into next year's budget. So, I don't know how you would want to do the next phase of that the way you're talking. I mean, we could say anything that was over the revenue line and the interest amount would also offset.
Well, I mean, instead of putting it back into the reserves, use it to offset our contributions, I mean, our signature amounts. But
I think that's good, and they're doing it somewhat already. But I think in some point in time, either grab, you know, we're looking at $240,000, $50,000 in a CD. Pull one CD down and put that towards the budget and see how the process works. And that way we're not going to affect the bottom line of our reserves very much. And I wouldn't be in favor of pulling $2 million or something. But.
You know, to just to interject, you know, to drop it down to 4 months would be about $1.875 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd have to spend that somewhere.
Well, I would want to give that all, I mean, do a person, because what happens
to,
we do
we need to that. Gradually take some.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's just gradual.
So if it looks like, hey, we need X amount of dollars, rather than ask the county for the money, hey, we're just not going to pull it down.
And we did that last year our budget, yeah. And my board was appreciative of that. So.
Yeah,
I can totally see doing that, but let's say we took $200,000, threw it in there to offset, end of the year comes, we have a $360,000 overage or underage. So the net effect is $160,000 still being added to the unassigned fund balance every year. You're not gaining anything by doing that. So,
Mr. Chair, so is there, Aaron, a space that you would be comfortable? I mean, 300,000 sounds like quite a bit. I mean, we transferred 100,000 this last year. Yeah. So, you know, what's your comfort level? What's Karen's comfort level with this?
Well, in order to get the unassigned fund balance or reserves down, we have to allocate more than the anticipated surplus. It's the only way it's going to go south.
We won't know what that is till after first quarter's complete.
Right.
Because we made a lot of changes last year. Like, fines revenue will be less than what we budgeted, right, because we hadn't made the change yet. And interest revenue might be higher, but we don't know how much because now CD rates are coming down.
They're around 1.6 right now.
Yeah.
And usually the surplus comes from unspent personnel dollars from retirements. We don't know how many of those we'll have yet. So there's a lot of things that are at play that, like, once the audit's done, we'll have a better picture of where we're actually at, because that's when they run the this is how many months of reserves you actually have. That won't be till probably April or May. But
so, Mr. Chair, so at the end of the first quarter, could we make a budget adjustment?
You could.
Or, you know, in the 2021 budget, you make an adjustment.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
You know, because since we're north of 6 months, because I'm... Yeah. I, 3 to 6 months is statute, you know, and I'm a six-month kind of person, but I don't have a problem lowering that. Say we go from that over six, get down to 5 months right now. That gives a little relief now, and then see how the dust settles, what's going on. If we need to go down to four, we can. Going all the way down to four, I don't want to create a big wave one way and now, crap, now we got to get back. But if
yeah,
we
make
just
it up in 1 year.
Incrementally yeah. go down from the north, the 6 months, we go down to 5 months. And then we just stop and see what the, how that has an effect on a budget. I think it's a little more prudent to go that way. Is that'll show you the smaller counties a little relief?
Well, even you know, even if we did it in a little smaller, go down to 5.5. Right. Five and a half.
A half, yeah.
You know, go from, mm-hmm. from I think we're north of six.
We're right? north of six, yeah.
So 1 month would be about 750,000.
1 month, mm-hmm. 750,000.
And we have, what I don't know, I didn't look at the latest. How many, what,
well, the last one was 6.85, but there was, I'm taking into account that 100,000 already kind of off the top of my head here. So mm-hmm. I kind of rounded it down about 6.5 months.
So, Mr. Chair, I'd like to recommend that we move to 5.5 months. Make that be our first goal.
And then we can look at that again, review that, and see what effect that had. And if it's minuscule, we could probably continue to go that. If it has an effect, we can stop right there. I'm fine with that because, you know, like your guys, I know you're always talking about a little bit of relief on the cost there.
It ain't so much about the cost. We did an overall county deal, and we have way too much money and a whole lot of funds that is generally the public's money.
Yeah.
And we don't need to be sitting on the public's money and yet raising taxes or, you know, trying to keep your taxes in line. And that's been a pet peeve of our board is that, you know, you can't have, you know, the solid waste fund and you can't have this and you can't have that. You added all them up and we were, you know, as not a large county, we were, you know, approaching $50 million. Oh. And that they said that's too much, you know.
Because you're taxing your people.
You're taxing your people to get to that point and all these entities out there are using that money and that's not.
And you always hear, well, what happens if this comes? You know what? Then you deal with it at the time.
Why do we have insurance, for Christ's sake? Well, you know, always this scenarios of, God, what if this happens? What if that? God, we've got about every.
We haven't talked about the what ifs.
Every
just
possibility
well,
covered on
the
downside.
Mr. Chair, our, you know, when I came on our board, the reserves were kind of sacred money.
Yeah.
And I said, this is tax dollars sitting there. So we've been using our reserves, and remember, just remember this, and I preach this all the time. The state auditor says it's a guideline. It is not a statutory requirement that you're down. It is a guideline. It is not anything else than that. So to use your reserve money is your right to do so because it is tax dollar money sitting there.
Yeah.
And I've had taxpayers come to me and say, what is that money sitting there doing? Nothing. Isn't even hardly drawing any interest at some time. So use it. So we are using it, and we did it this year to offset our levy. So
I know a lot of counties that have used that they have the reserves and they have a bad year. Something comes up, they dip into reserves to keep that levy suppressed a little bit.
So do you want this built into the base, or do you want this to be something separate?
I'd like it separate.
Which would work better?
It'd be easier to do it separate. We can bring the 100,000 over that we've already talked about, but since we're not really sure how it's going to work, it'd be hard to have it ready for March. Yep. That only gives us like 2 weeks.
Okay. So, Lisa, you said pull it to 5.5. Is that?
That's what I'd suggest, and I'm open.
It's
to
a good
whatever,
start,
but
to
start there and okay. see the impact.
Are we kind of
5.5? Do I hear five?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Can I ask a question? Are we doing that, like, in one shot? Is that what we're thinking about doing?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I think so.
Okay.
Is that doable?
We'll figure it out.
I can do anything you guys direct me to.
That's where Aaron and I were both coming in today. It's like, well, it's your budget.
Hold on.
No, but we tell it.
I also want to say, just like with my personal budget at home, I don't want to be totally reckless with this.
Right.
So
right.
I believe since the guidelines are 3 to 6 months, if we pop down to 5.5 months, we're well within the guidelines.
Oh, God, yeah.
So
and with,
that's
and
what just, I'm challenging.
Yeah. It is our money to do with however we, mm-hmm. you know, I agree with that. It's just if we do that this year,
what about next
what
year?
Do we do next year?
Something else. God damn it, we got a board. Bring it back.
Do Don't sugarcoat it, Lee.
Where's the gavel? Yeah.
Yes, Lee. Thank you.
Boy, I'll tell you, you guys are into rainfall. You know? Oh, weather's shitty. I can't wait.
Sky is falling. Sky is falling.
Yeah.
So I think we have a consensus to move forward on that.
One other thing I wanted to say, too, I didn't. I keep thinking of things, sorry, is that, sorry, Lee, we do have 36 CDs also, and you could possibly let one of those mature every year to offset your levies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the thought of that. That was one of the
that's
thoughts.
What that's what he was originally talking about.
Oh, is that what you were originally thinking? Yeah. Something to that effect? Okay.
Suggestions. You know, I mean, I can't have you sitting up in that office looking out the window all blinking day. You know, you can make, you know.
Waiting for the snow
45
to
degrees so you ride that Harley.
Yeah, waiting for it to warm up so you can go for your bike ride. God, use your head, you know. It's marginal as an ornament. It might have value if you use it.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
So I was just throwing stuff out there to get us to land somewhere. So if that seems like a better option or easier to work with.
Sure. You said 1 month or 1 month is about $750,000. Uh-huh. Give us some suggestions like Lee said. Yeah. Okay, how can we present the $750,000? What's the consequences? What's the good thing? And then move forward.
Consequences would be if you let CDs mature, you won't have that interest revenue going into the next year because you won't be reinvesting it. And you're going to be shrinking your investment portfolio. Mm-hmm. So, and eventually, you know, if it depends, if we had $8 million in there and you took $250,000 a year, that would last you 16 years or whatever. I'm not doing the math here, but you would eventually run out of CDs. And then one day down the road, somehow that $250,000 stop
gap. Probably be retired by then.
Yes.
We probably won't be here.
I'll be long gone myself.
Mr. Chair, Aaron, could you just give us a couple options? Okay, if we don't take the CDs, what
you're getting us pissed at each other and we're agreeing. That's pretty creative. Yeah.
You know what? I don't care what you do. Just do it.
We give.
I'm just trying to throw it out there.
Oh, that's fine. I would suggest bring back a couple scenarios.
It's all your fault, Dad.
Sure.
Okay.
That's all your fault.
I know.
You're sitting there. What the hell did you bring this up for, Ed?
Jesus Christ. Then I got the next one yet, too. And the next one come about the group that I'm on.
Yeah, we're almost done.
They seen the investments that the library has, and there wasn't one investment in the state of Minnesota. And they were not. They go, this is taxpayer dollars, and we're sending it all over the country. And I said, well, I don't know what Aaron does, but I will question him on how this happens. And one person that's in a bank not too far from us said, well, we would gladly be happy to sit down and negotiate with Aaron, whoever he is.
Actually, there are two in the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
One of them is in Tremont, and one of them is right up here in Baxter. So we, from time to time, do get really good CD rates from local banks that some do reside in your counties. Very rare, but it does happen. Some things that I was running through my mind today about all this. It would be very logistically difficult to manage using local banks. One main reason would be is the bank or the board chair, myself and Karen, would have to be on every single bank account at every different bank. And if we didn't decide to reinvest with that bank and we went somewhere else, we would have to cancel that one and then re-sign up as signers at the next bank because they're only good for a year. It's almost like turning the board president over every year, having to get signers set up. So logistically, that would be difficult to manage. I'm not saying impossible, but it wouldn't be ideal. So that was one thing. And that also could potentially be a monthly occurrence as these CDs are coming due. And secondly, most local banks around here cannot compete with the Magic Fund. So I guess the board would have to consider what's more important, a little bit lesser rate, a little bit lesser interest, and investing in a bank in their county or being as prudent as you can with the tax dollars that you have and making the most on interest to reduce county levies down the road.
we have to be prudent with what we have. That's a definite deal. But I was told when they looked at it is that they could do better.
Do they know what the magic fund is? That's
no,
a state
I don't
deal.
Think they do.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's an AMC deal.
Yeah.
It's also very possible, too, they could do. I'm
Commissioner
sorry.
Dolan is the current chair of the Magic Fund from our board.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
we're very highly invested in Magic and has been very good to our
community. Well, and we don't want to make excess work for staff and that.
I think the other thing Aaron didn't mention, too, is conflict of interest is something we'd have to be really cognizant of as we're selecting a different investment location.
Yeah.
This horse did.
Because all those banks that Lee owns, you couldn't do business
still
with them.
Still kicking Lee.
You guys get all this stuff out of your system before the board.
We can still get pissed at each other.
Yeah, you bring out the best in all of us.
So I think Aaron had a good explanation why, you know, we can't have staff and going back and forth and every month meeting and just it'd be way too much.
And Magic Mr. Chair, I talked to, sat down with Karen and Aaron here about a year ago.
Yeah, when you go back to your board, just tell them. Karen
no, this was
said,
a disincumbent
just tell them.
Board.
Karen said no.
Okay. Well, yeah,
no, she don't want
works
that.
Works for my kids.
Tell them it's the magic fun, not magic mushrooms.
Well, those banks aren't going to donate those hats this year.
No.
Give me money.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we want free
right.
hats.
So we're good, done with that issue.
We're good. The horse is dead.
Next meeting, March 10th. 2020.
How about the 17th,
Mr.
Chair?
Glasses on. Some stress there. Yeah, the cows aren't producing.
Hey, price is going down. Man. anything else? Adjournment? We're adjourned.